राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जया गोपीजन बल्लभा जया गिरिवराधारी जया गिरिवराधारी। जया गोपीजन बल्लभा जया गिरिवराधारी जया गिरिवराधारी। जया यशोदानन्दना जया ब्रजजनरञ्जना। जया यशोदानन्दना जया ब्रजजनरञ्जना। जया यमुना तीरावनचारी। जया यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरी गोवर्धन गिरी गोवर्धन गिरी गोवर्धन जय गिरी गोवर्धन। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिता। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांता स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते। कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। हरे कृष्णा। तो समस्त भक्त हो हम हार्दिक स्वागत करते हैं आज का श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास में। तो वे रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 8 वर्स नंबर 9। अहोवतायम हरिणा कूनकः कृपणः ईश्वरः रथचरण परिब्रह्म नारायण स्वगणः सुहृद् बन्धुभ्यः परिवर्जितः शरणं च मुपासादितः मामेव माता पितरः भ्रातृज्ञान्तिं युथिकामः च एव उपयः नान्यं काञ्चन वेदः मयि अति विश्रब्धयसि चात एव मया मत्प्रायणस्य पोषण पालन परिणान लालनम् अनसूय अनुसूयम शरण्य अपेक्षा दोष विदुषा। ट्रांसलेशन। द ग्रेट किंग महाराज भरत बिगेन टू थिंक अलास दिस हेल्पलेस यंग डियर बाय द फोर्स ऑफ टाइम एन एजेंट ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हैज नाउ लॉस्ट इट्स रिलेटिव्स एंड फ्रेंड्स एंड हैज टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ मी। He does not know anyone but me, as I have become its father, mother, brother, relatives. This deer is thinking in this way, and it has full of faith in me. It doesn't know anyone but me. Therefore, I should not be envious and think that for the deer my own welfare will be destroyed. I should certainly raise, protect, gratify, and funnel it. When it has taken shelter with me, how can I neglect it? Even though the deer is disturbing my spiritual life, I realize that a helpless person who has taken shelter cannot be neglected. That would be a great fault. Purport. When a person is advanced in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, he naturally becomes very sympathetic toward all living entities suffering in the material world. Naturally, such an advanced person thinks of the suffering of the people in general. However, if one does not know of the material suffering of fallen soul and becomes sympathetic because of bodily comforts, as in the case of Bharat Maharaj, such sympathy or compassion is the cause of one's downfall. If one is actually sympathetic to fallen, suffering humanity, he should try to elevate people from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. As far as the deer was concerned, Bharat Maharaj became very sympathetic, but he forgot that it was impossible for him to elevate a deer to spiritual consciousness. because after all, a deer is but an animal. It was very dangerous for Bharat Maharaj to sacrifice all his regulative principles simply to take care of an animal. The principles enunciated in Bhagavad Gita should be followed. Yamhi na vethayanti ete purusham purusha rishabha. As far as the material body is concerned, he cannot do anything for anyone. However, by the grace of Krishna, we may raise a person to spiritual consciousness if we ourselves follow the rules and regulations. If you give up our own spiritual activities and simply become concerned with bodily comforts of others, we will fall into a dangerous position. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So in this verse we see that how Bharat Maharaj was attached with the deer and he sacrificed his spiritual practice for the welfare of the deer. And Prabhupada very nicely explains the importance of compassion, but at the same time he says one should not sacrifice his spiritual activities in the name of compassion for bodily comforts. So we'll try to understand this point here through a topic, compassion versus devotion. So in our Vedic system, the quality compassion or mercy is very widely, vividly explained in our Shastra. It is said in our Shastra that dharma is useless without daya. Lavanya rahitam rupam vidyaya varjitam bapu jalatyaktyam sarobhati naeva dharmam dayavina. That is said, form without beauty is useless. Speech without knowledge is useless. Pond without water is useless. Similarly, dharma without daya is useless. Dharma dayavina. So in this way, Shastra glorifies dharma. And it is said also, daya is greatest of all dharma. Nacha vidya sama bandhu, nacha vyadhi sama ripu, nacha apatya sama sneha, nacha dharma daya para. That is said, nacha vidya sama bandhu. There is no greater friend than knowledge. Nacha vyadhi samaripu. There is no greater enemy than disease. Nacha apatya samasneha. There is no greater affection than the affection towards one's offspring, son or daughter. Nacha dharma dayapara. There is no greater dharma than compassion. It is also said, every activity is useless without dharma. Nasa diksha, nasa bhiksha, nadanam natapaha, natad dhyanam, natad maunam, daya yatra navidyate. If there is no daya, diksha has no meaning, bhiksha has no meaning, dana has no meaning, tapa has no meaning, dhyana has no meaning, and mauna, silence has no meaning. It is said that the essence of all scripture, that is daya. If someone has asked Srila Vyasadeva, the writer of Vedanta philosophy, writer of Veda, tell me in one line, what is the essence of your scripture, all your philosophy, all your explanation in Vedic literature. He said, Ashtadasa Puraneshu Vyasasya Vachanam Dayam Paropakarah Punyaya Papaya Parapidanam. So he said, in all the scriptures, all the Vedas, one thing has mentioned, that is, Paropakarah Punyaya, merciful towards other living entities, kindness towards other living entities is punya, pious activity. Papaya parapidanam. And what is papa? Giving pain to other living entities is papa. So this is the explanation of daya or compassion in our scripture. Therefore, this quality is very, very important to practice for every person. He may be a devotee, or he may not practice devotional service. You think this world exists because of daya. It is said, Pivanti nadya swayameva nambaha Swayam na khadanti phalani vriksha Nadanti sasyam khaluvari vaha Paropakaraya satyam vibhutayaha. So it is said, Pivanti nadya swayam eva na ambaha. The river never drinks his or her water. Swayam na khandanti phalani vriksha. The trees never eats their own fruits. Nadanti sasyam khalubari vaha. The clouds never enjoy the fruits or the grains which is produced by their rain, by their water. Paropakaraya satyam vibhutaya. Therefore, a noble person, a person with a good character, a knowledgeable person should live for paropakara. This verse, if we analyze, does this world exist because of daya or kindness of other living entities? We live in this world because of compassion of the trees, rivers, clouds, sun, and other living entities, by the compassion of the nature. Therefore, the nature of the nature is compassion. Prakruti ka prakruti hi daya hai. Therefore, if a compassion is destroyed, if compassion is not there, there cannot be existence in this world. There cannot be life in this world. Therefore, life exists because of compassion of nature and other living entities. Therefore, it is very essential to practice compassion. If you go against compassion, then there will be conflict, problem in the society. There is war, there is conflict, there is many problems in the society because of this quality, because of not having this quality of compassion, lack of compassion. The nature is made for compassion. By nature, it is compassion. But human being polluted the nature. We have polluted the water, polluted the air, polluted the soil, polluted the food. We have polluted everything. Because we, modern society, they don't consider that we should have compassion for the environment also. The Vedic lifestyle based on this compassion, therefore they never invented anything which is exactly polluting the environment. Because when environment is polluted, our life is also polluted. And our health is also polluted. Our mind is also polluted. This is compassion. Maintaining purity in the environment, maintaining purity in the mind is the act of compassion. If you live for enjoyment and give up this quality, then that is modern society. Therefore, this daya is very, very important in life. Therefore, compassion is the solution for all passion of the world. And this is the highest quality in a human life. Even Lord Krishna is always addressed एज करुणा सिंधु. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु, तो ही इज करुणा सिंधु. ही इज नॉट करुणा पॉन्ड, करुणा तालाब, करुणा नदी. ही इज करुणा सिंधु. तो इट रेफर्स दैट ही इज द एम्बोडिमेंट ऑफ करुणा. गॉड कैनॉट बी सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम करुणा. एंड इफ ए पर्सन हैज ऑल क्वालिटीज इन हिज लाइफ, बट इफ दैट पर्सन इज डिवाइड ऑफ करुणा, देन दैट पर्सन इज एग्जैक्टली डिवाइड ऑफ रियल गॉड कॉन्शियसनेस, एंड दैट पर्सन कैनॉट बी ग्लोरिफाइड एंड रेस्पेक्टेड बाय एनी वन. देयरफॉर करुणा इज एसेंशियल क्वालिटी फॉर एवरी वन टू बी accepted by God, and we accept God also because of Karuna. If God is giving everything, but he's doing all thing, but if he has no Karuna, then we are not exactly, we cannot be attracted towards that God. Therefore, Krishna is referred always, addressed as Karuna Sindhu. As Uddhav ji says, अहो बकियं स्तनकालकूटं जिघांसयापयद् अपि असाध्वी लेभे गतिं धार्ति उचितं ततो अन्यं कम्बादयालुं शरणं व्रजेम. अलास, हाउ शैल आई टेक शेल्टर ऑफ वन मोर मर्सीफुल देन ही हु ग्रांटेड द पोजिशन ऑफ द मदर टू ए सी डीमन पुतना. ऑल्दो शी वॉज अनफेथफुल and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast. The this is the karuna, first quality Lord shown in this world by liberating a lady who came to kill Lord Krishna. The killer is liberated. The killer is given the highest position in the spiritual world. Therefore, Lord Krishna is embodiment of Karuna. And the Mahabharat war, the seed for Mahabharat war was when there was no expression of Karuna or compassion towards Draupadi by the all the kings and great personalities with great power and great qualities. All their qualities, all their powers became useless because they did not express their compassion towards Draupadi. And Lord came, expressed his compassion in the form of Vastra. That is Krishna's compassion. Because of this quality, because of lack of this quality, there was Mahabharata war, and everyone was suffered because they did not fulfill their responsibility by expressing compassion, karuna. And Lord killed all of them. Even Pandavas suffered 13 years because of this fault, you can say. Therefore, karuna is very, very essential in our life. So, hum karuna sindhu ka bhakt hai. To karuna sindhu ka bhakt hokar, hamara hruday mein karuna ka bindu hi nahi rahega. तो करुणा सिंधु का भक्त हम किस प्रकार हो सकते हैं. देयरफॉर दिस क्वालिटी इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. डिवोशन एंड कंपैशन कैन नॉट बी सेपरेटेड. यू कांट से आई एम ए डिवोटी, आई डोंट हैव कंपैशन. दैट मीन्स यू हैव टू थिंक अबाउट आवर कॉन्शियसनेस. देयरफॉर डिवोशन एंड कंपैशन कैन नॉट बी सेपरेटेड, जस्ट एज हीट एंड लाइट कैन नॉट बी सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम फायर. A compassionate person may not have devotion to Lord Krishna, but a person with devotion must have compassion towards all living entities. If you think I have devotion but I do not have compassion, that means you do not have attained the mature state of devotion. So in case of Bharat Maharaj, here we see that how Bharat Maharaj express his grief, his tension, his understanding towards the deer. He says that there was no one than me to take care of this deer. But in reality, everything is taken care by God. But Bharat Maharaj is in illusion in this state. The compassion has no problem for Bharat Maharaj. He protected the deer from the water and protected his life out of compassion, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport first line. It is natural for a Krishna conscious person that he is very much compassionate to all living entities. Therefore, compassion has no problem, but attachment has the problem. So here, problem for Bharat Maharaj is attachment, not the compassion. He protected, he can take care of deer also, giving some grass or something, some fundal sometimes. It's okay. But he compromised his spiritual practice and always thought about the deer, welfare of the deer. That is the problem. Therefore, we should see the point here. Compassion is different and attachment is different. If that compassion creates attachment, that is not compassion. That is illusion. As Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, Arjuna was very compassionate towards his relative, Dayapara. But in second chapter, first verse, first purport line, mein he says, compassion for material body is foolishness. It is a illusion. Therefore, when our compassion is transformed to attachment, then that is the problem. Ek bar, ek sadhu ke paas, ek ladka aya. A ladka kaha ki Maharaj, mera dil toot gaya. To sadhu ne kaha, tera dil kon toda? Na mera dil, mera pita mata ne tod diya. Bhai ne toda, behen ne todi, girlfriend ne tod diya. मेरा दिल टूट गया. तो साधु ने कहा, तू संसार में दिल क्यों लगाया था? ना, संसार तो दिल से ही चलता है, इसलिए मैं संसार में दिल लगाया था. साधु ने कहा, तुझे कौन कहा था कि संसार दिल से चलता है? तो संसार दिल से नहीं चलता है, संसार दिमाग से चलता है. इसलिए संसार में तुम दिमाग लगाओ और दिल भगवान पे लगाओ. हमारा उल्टा होता है, हम संसार में दिल लगाते हैं और दिमाग भगवान पे लगाते हैं. सचमुच भगवान है क्या? ये रासलीला करने वाला भगवान कैसे हो सकता है? ये राम भगवान कैसे हो सकता है? वो तो रो रहे थे, सीता जी का अपहरण हो गया और बानर सेना का सहायता ली, ऐसा कैसे हो सकता है? तो दिमाग लगाते हैं भगवान में. बट इन रियलिटी वी शुड लिव बाय एंगेजिंग आवर इंटेलेक्ट इन दिस वर्ल्ड and engaging our heart in God. That is the point. Kehne ka arth hai, the point is that we should not be attached in this world. We should be intellectually very compassionate when there is necessary, when there is opportunity for the act of compassion. We must express our compassion, but at the same time, we should not have a attachment for this world or for any bodily comforts or any personality. So his mistake was not compassion, his mistake was attachment. But out of compassion, his mistake was attachment. But see the strange. Bharat Maharaj was very compassionate to the deer. He compromised his spiritual standard because this compassionate quality, the kindness, is very, very special quality, highest quality in one's life for the soul. Therefore, Lord is so compassionate that next life, because of his attachment, Bharat Maharaj attained the form of deer. But because of the compassionate nature of Lord Krishna, he can remember his devotional act, devotional practice, his mistake in his past life. The Lord expressed his compassion because of the attitude of compassion only. Therefore, that is a mistake, but compassion cannot be neglected. And that compassion, at the same time, that compassion cannot be transformed into attachment. or it cannot be expressed for illusory protection or something else. Therefore, Bharat Maharaj was attached. He compromised with his sadhana. He forget Krishna at the time of death. He was in false ego, thinking I am the protector. This was the problem. Compassion is not the problem. He said, I am the, in that translation, Lord Prabhupada explained very nicely, that there was no one for the protection of the deer than me. I am his father. I am his mother. But in reality, this is the expression of ego. Therefore, compassion should not be clouded by egoistic desire. Then that is illusion. Maharaj generally says, become the instrument of compassion of the supreme compassion, Krishna. Always he says like that. And Lord Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, Adveshta sarvabhutanam maitraha karunayevacha. Adveshta, non-envious, sarvabhutanam, all living entities. Not that only human beings or relatives, no. Sarvabhutanam, maitraha, be friendly with everyone. Karunayevacha, kindness. And this karuna is exactly common in all these qualities. Adveshta, I am non-envious. You can't be non-envious without compassion. There is compassion in non-envious also. You have friendship, but there is an act of compassion in friendship. And karuna, that is exactly by nature, it is act of compassion. So in this way, this quality is very, very important. Important for everyone. Compassion is the nature of soul. It cannot be separated from the soul. Because we are the part and person of the parcel of the supreme compassion. Therefore, our nature is compassion. That is there. So it is said, Paropakaraya phalanti vriksha, Paropakaraya bahanti nadi, Paropakaraya duhanti gava, Paropakara idam sariram. The trees are flourishing for paropakar, for compassion. The rivers flows for paropakar, for compassion. The cows give milk for out of compassion, for paropakar. Therefore, the significance of body is in charity or compassion. Paropakara idam sariram. This body is meant for paropakara. Even human body is specially designed for paropakara. By nature, others' body is designed for paropakara. By nature, human body is also designed for paropakara, but there is a freedom in human form. Therefore, we think that paropakara karna hai ya nahi karna hai. But unless until you do paropakara, you can't attain spiritual world, and you can't attain also happiness in this world. It is said, Murkha nahi dadati artha, naradaridraya sankaya, prajnapahattu vitaranti artha, naradaridraya sankaya. Murkha, a foolish person, do not give anything to anyone because of fear of losing wealth. Similarly, a wise person give everything to everyone because of fear of losing wealth. The same reason is there. Ki a foolish person never gives anything to anyone because he thinks paisa khatam ho jayega to kya hoga. But wise person knows ki daan nahi denge to paisa khatam ho jayega. Generally it is said in sansar mein aisa koi aapne dekha nahi rahega ki daan dekh uska paisa khatam ho gaya. Nahi, aisa example hai hi nahi. लेकिन हमने ऐसा देखा रहेगा जो दान नहीं दिया है भोग करते करते उसका पैसा खत्म हो गया है तो करोड़पति से रोडपति बन सकता है भोग करते करते तो कहने का अर्थ है दैट दिस क्वालिटी ऑफ कंपैशन इज वेरी वेरी एसेंशियल इन लाइफ डिवोटी हैज कंपैशन बोथ फॉर बॉडी एंड सोल देयरफॉर व्हेन यू से कंपैशन इट इज नॉट ओनली फॉर द बॉडी बट इट इज फॉर द soul also. Therefore, preaching Krishna consciousness is the greatest activity of compassion. Prabhupada says in 13th chapter, in the section of Jnana, verse number 8 to 12, he writes in one point, Ahimsa mein batate ho. He says that not preaching Krishna consciousness is hinsa. Therefore, when you preach Krishna consciousness, that is ahimsa, that is greatest compassion in this world. Therefore, compassion is a separate thing. It is a part of devotion, and sadhana is also a part of devotion. Both should be practiced. Both should not be compromised or neglected in one's life. Lord Shiva drank poison, but he is Vaishnavanam Yathasambhu. It is his compassion. Devatavane Amrut Piye Dev hi rahe. Lekin Bhagavan Shiva ne Vish Piye aur Mahadev ban gaye. Therefore, the greatest quality is compassion. और जब अमृत निकला शिव जी को कोई पूछा ही नहीं, बुलाया ही नहीं कोई, आ जाओ थोड़ा अमृत पियो करके। लेकिन शिव जी विष पी के शांत क्यों नहीं बोले? अरे विष पिया तो कुछ हुआ ही नहीं उनको, अमृत की क्या जरूरत है? देयरफॉर ही ड्रैंक विष आउट ऑफ कंपैशन। हरिदास ठाकुर टॉलरेटेड द टॉर्चर ऑफ मुस्लिम्स बट ही फॉरगिव देम, नॉट ऑलवेज, हाँ वो फॉरगिव किया ठीक है चलेगा but the point is that because of compassion. Dadhich Muni gave up his body for the protection of Devata because of compassion. Jatayu gave up his life for the protection of Sita Devi because of compassion. Draupadi was compassionate to mother of Aswatthama and she protected the life of Aswatthama. Vasudev Dutt compassionate to the kya bolte kida insects, okay, from his body, from his part of bodily lepers. So this is exactly act of compassion. And Maharaj once Sindhu Tai Mataji came here, okay na, and Maharaj gave a large amount of donation to her. So this is act of compassion. The compassion is also a devotional service if your intention is pleasing Krishna. Therefore, intentionally we should have the attitude of pleasing Krishna while doing all compassionate activity in our life. Lord Ram was searching for Sita. On the way, he met Jatayu. Out of compassion, he liberated. He is in anxiety. He is separate from his dear most Sita. But out of compassion, he liberated Jatayu. Out of compassion, he liberated Savri on the way. Out of compassion, he liberated Kavandha also, one Rakshas, by killing him. So he is searching Sita Devi. She was in anxiety, but Lord Ram never forgot his act of compassion. Because Lord cannot be separated from compassion. Therefore, when he kills someone, he attains liberation, the highest position, highest goal of life. That is his highest act of compassion. This is the point. Therefore, Swayambhu Manu advises Dhruva Maharaj, verse number 4.11.13, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Titikshaya Karunayaha Maitraha chakhila jantusu samatvena cha sarvatma bhagavan samprasidatau. It is said, didikshaya karunaya, the quality of tolerance, karuna, compassion, friendship, akhila jantusu, towards all living entities. By this quality, bhagavan samprasidati, Lord Krishna is very much satisfied. Therefore, this quality is very, very important in life. Prithu Maharaj says, Puman yosit yuta kriva atma sambhava adhamaha bhutesu nirankusaha nirupanam tadvadha avadha. He says, any cruel person, be he a man, woman, or important anach, who is only interested in his personal maintenance and has no compassion for other living entities, may be killed by the king. Such killing can never be considered actual killing. Nrupanam tad vadha avadha. Therefore, cruel personality must be killed if they are not compassionate. and the government should take care of this. Otherwise, many Kerala stories will happen. It's like that. Therefore, they should be punished. So therefore, we should be intellectual, not emotional. So in case of Bharat Maharaj, he was emotional. Therefore, by practicing devotional service, हम इंटेलेक्चुअल वे से प्रैक्टिस करना है और इसके साथ साथ हमारा जो इमोशन है उसको कंट्रोल करना अत्यंत आवश्यकता है. इफ कंपैशन डिस्ट्रेस आवर अटैचमेंट टू कृष्णा दैट इज इल्यूजन. इन केस ऑफ अर्जुन इट वाज हैपेंड बट आउट ऑफ इमोशन युधिष्ठिर महाराज डिसाइडेड टू स्टे in forest after Varunavart incident for lifetime because of emotion. But Vyasadeva comes there and preach Yudhishthira Maharaj and all Pandavas that you are the person who can spread Krishna consciousness in this world. That is great necessity. Therefore, be intellectual, don't emotional. Go to the Hastinapur and become the king and take care of the citizens so that they can practice devotional service. Therefore, king is there not to supply just food and shelter. That is compassion. That is essential. That is a need. But the key part of activity is to spread Krishna consciousness, to help others to practice bhakti. Just as in hospital, medication is the key part. Treatment of the disease is the key part of the hospital. Hospital means treatment. Hospital is known for treatment, for medication, not for food, not for shelter, not for accommodation, not for VIP, AC wards. But that is also there. That is also essential. Therefore, we should take care of the essential elements. At the same time, we should take care of the essence of that elements, essence of our work. The essence of our work is to preach Krishna consciousness and practice Krishna consciousness. But we should also very compassionate to provide the essential things to the personalities, to the society, with the spirit of detachment. That is essential. Prahlad Maharaj was not emotional. Prahlad Maharaj allowed his father to be killed by Narsingadev, but never allowed his devotion to be killed. So this is intellectual. Therefore, we should be very intellectual, not emotional. Vasudev, father of Lord Krishna, Vasudev allowed his sons, six sons, to be killed by Kansa, but never given up his attachment to Krishna. Therefore, he is intellectual, not emotional. Dasaratha Maharaj allowed Lord Ram to go to the forest. He died, but he never compromised his intellectual activity. हम सोचते हैं कि दशरथ महाराज इमोशनल हो गए. नहीं, लॉर्ड राम से डिजायर. लॉर्ड राम को अलाउ नहीं किया जाएगा, वन में जाना नहीं है, मना कर देंगे तो राम जी दुखी हो जाएंगे. देयरफॉर दशरथ महाराज डाइड बट ही अलाउड लॉर्ड राम टू गो टू द फॉरेस्ट बिकॉज दिस इज द वे वी शुड बी वेरी अटैच टू द विल ऑफ कृष्णा एंड समटाइम्स वी हैव टू कंट्रोल अवर इमोशन दैट इज required. And Lord Ram also left Dasaratha Maharaj. He knew very well that my father is going to die when I disappear, when I went to the forest. My father can't stay and live without me. But he was intellectual, not emotional. He went forest and he tolerated the pain of the separation of his father. So the point is that we have to handle both this compassion and devotion. So we have to handle devotion with our heart, and we have to handle the compassion with our intellect. That is very, very important in our life. So in dharma, compassion is the root and fruit, both. There are four principles of dharma. That is compassion, austerity, purity, and truthfulness, satyata. These are the four principles of dharma. But one can compromise with tapasya one can compromise with purity, one can compromise with austerity when there is a need to express with compassion. Sometimes that is shown in different way by different personality. Hanuman compromised his purity when he entered into the palace of Ravana, because he has the compassion to protect Sita Devi. This is for love for Krishna, love for Ram, that is there. But he compromised his purity. Parvati Devi compromised her tapasya. Then Shiv Purana, it is mentioned, Parvati Devi was performing tapasya to get Lord Shiva as her husband. But Lord Shiva appeared there just to test the heart of Parvati. He became a crocodile and he tried to kill a boy inside a reservoir of water, and Parvati Devi saw it and he left the tapasya, protected that boy. By this attitude, Lord Shiva was very satisfied and he said, there is no need of a tapasya, you can become my wife. It's like that. Thus she compromised his tapasya. Lord Krishna compromised with the truth, satyata, for protecting Arjuna. Apna pratigya ko tode. So this is exactly act of compassion by compromising truth or satyata. Lord Buddha came in this world, rejected Veda, but established the principle of compassion. So sometimes it is seen by different devotees and Lord also, that for compassion they compromised everything. And Lord Ram is ready to forgive Ravana also because of his compassion. But at the end, he killed him. Therefore, we have to balance the intellectual understanding at the same time emotional understandings. Therefore, it is in case of Bharat Maharaj, the compassion has no problem, but because of attachment, he has to go through different life, one life extra, two life extra for his liberation. So in this way, we should handle both our quality of compassion at the same time our spiritual practice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.